Psalm chapter 19 and verses 1 through 4. Let's stand together to read these verses, if you would. Psalm chapter 19, verses 1 through 4. The Bible says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork." Okay, let me read that one more time. Think about it. The heavens, all the heavens. God created in the beginning what? The heavens and the earth, right? The heavens declare. They speak about, they witness, they tell about. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. So there's no place and no people on this earth, no matter what language or speech or dialect they have, where they don't have the chance to hear the language that God is speaking in them, to them in through this, through his heavens, through his creation, through his nature. All you have to do is look around you and look and realize there's got to be a God. There's got to be a creator. The heavens, they declare the glory of God. The creation, it declares the glory of God to help people know, hey, there is a God. There is a creator. Verse 4, "Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world." To the end of the world. What's our theme over here with our missions theme this year? To the ends of the earth. To the ends of the earth. Hey, to the ends of the world, even God's creation is speaking. To the ends of the earth, even God's creation is speaking. It's a witness of himself to declare the glory of God, to declare that, hey, there's a creator, there's a God, there's somebody that you need in your life. Even the earth, even his creation is declaring it. Let's have a word of prayer together. Heavenly Father, please help us in these few moments as we study your word. Speak to us. Help us. Give us understanding. Help our hearts to receive the truth of God's word. Things I've shared earlier, things that I share now, God, use them in our hearts to draw us closer to you. Teach us your word. Give us knowledge and understanding of your word and faith to believe it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You can be seated. The heavens declare the glory of God to the world. The title of the message is this: God's word to the end of the earth. God's word to the ends of the earth. Even in creation, God has left a witness to the world so that the world might know him. Day by day, night by night, the Bible says, God's creation is speaking of himself. The sun, the moon, and the stars, they all tell of God. They all speak of God. They all tell of the Creator. They all tell about our Maker. Verse 3 says that God's creation is speaking his word to people of every nation. No matter what language they speak, no matter what dialect they speak. Listen, God's creation is a universal language speaking to the world about a master designer, about a creator, about a God who made us and who loves us. Verse 4 says that through all the earth and to the ends of the world, God's creation is sharing a message about himself so that all the world might know of God and so that all the world might believe on God. I want you to turn with me over to the book of Romans. We might come back to Psalms later perhaps, but turn over to Romans, and there's a couple places in Romans where we're going to see some verses. Okay, first Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter number 10 and verse 17 and 18. And we're going to kind of flip back and forth there a little bit. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 and 18. God's creation is speaking to the world so that the world might have faith in God and believe in him. In Romans 10, 17 and 18, it says this: "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world." See how similar that is to what the Bible told us in song? Hey, his sound, That language that God has been trying to speak to the ends of the world, to every person. The language of His creation, the language of His majesty, the language of His power, then what He has done and what He has made and what He has created. That has been sounding out since the first day of creation. Day and night, it has never ceased to speak. It's continued to sound out to the world that, hey, there's a God, there's a creator, there's somebody who made you and who loves you. Somebody who you need to submit to. God's creation has been speaking to the world. Why? So that they might have faith in God and so that they might believe on Him. God's creation has always spoken of Him. We're going to come back to Romans 10, but if you want to go over a few pages to Romans 1. Romans chapter 1 and verse number 18. Romans chapter 1 and verse 18. It's neat how the Bible all fits together. It's God's book. Hey man, it's not, you know, this was things David wrote, and these were things Paul wrote, and these were things that, you know, Isaiah wrote. No, it's God's book. God gave it to us. Look at Romans 1 and verse 18. It says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." You know that God even destroyed the earth with a flood? So that people might know that He is God and have faith in Him. Brother Abraham, go ahead and help whoever's out there. God destroyed the earth. Listen, God destroyed the earth with a flood. Why? Was it because, you know, God hates everybody? No. God wanted the world to know that He is God. God wanted people to have faith in Him. Listen, God's creation has always spoken of Him. It is God's witness to the world so that no man has an excuse to say, well, I never heard the words of God. God's word has been speaking. It's been speaking to the world from the very beginning through His creation. Look on, Romans 1, and look now at verse 19 and 20. Okay, Romans 1, verses 19 and 20. It says, "Because that which may be known of God is manifest and seen in them. For God hath showed it unto them." So, seen in them, it's referring again to the heavens and the earth and His creation and so on. Again, being revealed from heaven. Because of that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. Says this, "For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." So that they are without excuse. People should observe the creation around them and hear God's word speaking to them. Hear God's voice trying to speak to their heart. There is a God. And how can we not hear the words of God's creation? There's a God. There's a creator. You see how I made you? You know how the sun comes up every morning and then it goes down every night? I made that. I'm God. I'm your creator. I made you for myself. You know what? We just have to look at our universe. Look at how the solar system works. Look at how the earth spins. Look at how the earth goes around the sun. Look at how all of that so perfectly and wonderfully gives us our day and night that God created in Genesis 1. It gives us our four seasons of the year. Listen, it's all because there's a God. Just look at creation and it speaks. His word has been speaking to help people to know that, hey, there's a God. I made you. I formed you for myself. I love you. Back in Romans 10, verses 17 and 18, it says, "So then faith cometh by what? By hearing." Hearing. Are we listening? "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by what? The word of God." Even God's word, in another sense, has been speaking forth since the very beginning of creation. Day and night, it's been speaking to the world. It's been going out, speaking of our God, speaking of our Creator, speaking of our Maker. Romans 10:18 said, "But I say, have they not heard? Yea, verily, into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world." Listen, not only does God's creation declare His glory and speaks of Him to the ends of the earth or to the ends of the world or to all the world, but can I tell you another thing? We also should speak His word and share His written word to the ends of the earth. I've showed you some verses that I believe plainly tell us that God's word has even been speaking to the world through creation from the very beginning, day and night. It's been speaking out, trying to tell people, hey, there's a God. I made you. But you know what else we see very plainly and obvious in the scripture? We too have been given God's word now in a written way, in a written form. And we need to take God's word and share it with the world, don't we? Romans 10 and verse 17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Listen, if people are going to have faith on God and believe in Jesus Christ, they need to hear. And if they're going to hear, what do they need? They need to hear the word. They need to hear the word. Of course, people ought to be listening to God's word being spoken. They ought to listen to the voice of even that He speaks through creation. But you know what? They need us to share with them this word as well. You know, how is the average person going to get saved? How are they going to believe on Christ and know the truth? They're going to know the truth because somebody shares it with them and they hear it. Somebody tells it to them and they hear it. And it may not be even that they come to church and hear it. It may be that you have to take it to a neighbor, or you have to take it to their home, or you have to share it with a co-worker and share God's word and share what you know of God's word and share what God has done in your life and even learn some of the verses from God's word and share it with them. Why? Because people need to hear the word of God, don't they? People need to hear the word of God so that they can believe. They need to believe so they can be saved. God's written word was given to be a witness of Himself. God's written word is what can help to show us God's love. It can help to reveal to man God's plan of redemption. And God's word must be shared to the ends of the earth or to the ends of the world, to the whole world. I want you to turn back with me now, if you would, to Psalm chapter 19. Psalm chapter 19, where we began this morning. Psalm 19. Understand that God's creation has been, in a way, His word going out to the world so that no man is without excuse. But now that we've been given the written word of God, now that God, through holy men, inspired His word and gave to us a book that is so precious that tells us of God's love and tells us about God's plan of salvation, we as God's children, we as God's people have a responsibility to say, hey, I want people to hear God's word like I heard it. I thank God that as a little boy, I got to hear God's word and I got to hear the truth and I got to hear about the gospel of Jesus Christ many, many times. And my continually hearing God's word eventually did a work of conviction in my heart so that I realized I need to get saved. I need to be forgiven of my sins. I need to trust Jesus. And you know what? As I heard the word of God, it convicted me and eventually I believed it and I got saved. God's word is powerful to help save sinners. I want you to, looking back in Psalm 19, I want to answer this question for you very quickly. A few thoughts here from Psalm 19. What does God's written word have power to do? What does God's written word have power to do? Number one, to save lost souls from their sin. God's written word has power, number one, to save lost souls from their sin. Look at verse 7. Psalm 19, verse number 7. This is where we read earlier. We read the first four verses of this. How the heavens, you know, declare the glory of God. And His creation has been speaking out the word of God to the world. But we've looked to Romans and we see that not only do people need that, they also need the word of God in the sense that we have it now to share with them. We have the written word of God that we can take, that we can hide in our hearts, that we can share with a neighbor, share with a friend, share with a co-worker. We can become witnesses and tell others what God's word says so they too can know of God and know of Christ and be saved. What does God's written word have power to do to save lost souls from their sins? Verse 7 said, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the what? Soul. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The word of God has power to save lost souls from their sin. Number two, the word of God has power to give wisdom and understanding for life. The word of God has power to give wisdom and understanding for life. In verse 7, it said, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. It goes on and says, the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. These verses in Psalm 19 are referring to the Word of God. It's referring to the written Word of God. Hey, what can the law of God do? What can the testimonies of God do? What can the statutes and commandments of God do? That's talking about God's Word. What can it do? Hey, it can save a soul. Hey, the Word of God can be taken and it can be shared with someone. Sit down at their kitchen table and share with them. And it can convert their soul. It can save their soul. It can change them. It can convict them that they put their faith in God. And they trust Christ and they get saved. Their life is forever changed. The Word of God has power to save lost souls from their sin. And it has power to give wisdom and understanding for life. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. You know, we're simple. We're not like God. God is all-knowing, right? He's infinite. We're finite. God is all-knowing, but we're simple. We don't always know what to do. The Bible talks in Proverbs about as youth, as they grow up, what are they? They're simple. And then their life is being formed. Their life is being developed by what influences them. You know what youth need? They need the Word of God, because what can it do? Give wisdom to the simple. Some of us in this room, we've got teenagers in our home or children in our home. You know what we need for our children? You know what they need? They need the Word of God. Why? Because the Word of God can give wisdom to the simple. It can give understanding in life and what's good in life and what's bad in life and what direction to go in life and so on. The Word of God gives wisdom. The Word of God gives understanding. This is a book of wisdom. God's Word has power to give wisdom and understanding for life. Number three, God's Word has power to encourage our hearts. To encourage our hearts. Verse 8. The statutes of the Lord are right. What's those next three words? Rejoicing the heart. Rejoicing the heart. You know what the Word of God can do? It can encourage our hearts. You know what you need to do when you're discouraged? Spend time in the Bible. Read the Word of God. Listen to the Word of God. Maybe you can learn to get one of these, you know, Bible Is apps and so on, or something like that, and you can have it and have a phone sitting there, and as you're driving to work, you can let it play for you the Word of God, and you can hear it, you can listen to it on your way to work as you're commuting. Maybe you need to get up a little bit earlier or stay up a little bit later and get some time in the Word of God and read the Bible. Why? Because it can encourage your heart. We face a lot of discouraging things in life. You just listen to the broadcast or listen to the news or listen to, that sometimes is discouraging, right? What do we need? We need encouragement. And the Word of God, God's written Word, has power to encourage our hearts. I visited my cousin Tim and his wife Michelle. They were visited them at St. Michael's Hospital yesterday. And they're going through a hard time. Obviously, he's in stage 4 cancer. And then he had internal bleeding this week. And just, they're in difficult days. He's a hemophiliac, so it was real difficult, you know, the bleeding and so on. But you know what they've been doing? They've been reading the Psalms together, sitting in that hospital room and reading the Psalms. Why? Because what can God's Word do? It can encourage our hearts. When we're going through hard things, we need encouragement, and the Word of God can do that for you. What does God's written Word have power to do? Number one, to save lost souls from their sin. It has power to give wisdom and understanding for life. Number three, it can encourage our hearts. Number four, it can give us vision and direction and purpose for living. God's Word can give us vision and direction and purpose for living. Look at verse 8. It goes on and it says, not only does it rejoice the heart, but the rest of the verse, the commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Enlightening the eyes. What does God's Word do? It gives us light. It gives us that understanding so that we can see our way in the dark path sometimes. It enlightens the eyes. It gives us direction. It gives us clear vision. It helps us to know, hey, I know which way to go now. It enlightens the eyes. It helps us to understand, you know what? God made us to live for Him. God made us for Himself. And God has a purpose for life. And God has a direction for our life. And God wants us to live for Him. Hey, what can God's Word do? It gives us vision. It gives us clear direction so we see this is God's purpose. This is God's way. This is what He wants in my life. Hey, the Word of God is wonderful. People need it. People need to hear it. Because if they hear it, it can save them from their sin. If they hear it, it can give them wisdom and understanding for life. If they hear it, it can encourage their heart. If they hear it, it can give them vision and direction and understand why God made them and their purpose for living. What does God's written word have power to do? Number five, it prepares us for the judgment seat of Christ. It prepares us for the judgment seat of Christ. Look down at verse 11. Verse 11. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. You know what God's word does? It helps get us ready for the judgment seat of Christ. It helps prepare us for the judgment seat of Christ. We recently, maybe in a Bible study on a Thursday night or something, we said, what is life? Life is that opportunity to prepare to meet God. Life is that opportunity to prepare to meet God. You know what we need? We need God's word then. Because God's word can get you ready. God's word can warn you about some things. Oh, you don't want to do that. That'll get you in trouble at the judgment seat of Christ. Oh, you want to do that because that will help you to be rewarded at the judgment seat of Christ. Listen, we need God's word. People need God's word because it can help us be prepared to see God one day. Be prepared to meet our Maker one day. What does God's word have the power to do? It has the power to prepare us for the judgment seat of Christ. Moreover, by them, by what? By God's word, by God's commandments, by God's statutes and truths and so on. By them, thy servant is warned. And in keeping of them, there is great reward. What does God's written word have power to do? It has power to save lost souls from their sin. It has power to give wisdom and understanding for life. It has power to encourage our hearts. It has power to give us vision and direction and purpose for living. It has power to prepare us for the judgment seat of Christ. And last one, it has power to show us the things that need to be changed in our lives. God's word has power to show us the things that need to be changed in our lives. Psalm chapter 19, and look at verses 12 through 14. It says, who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Do you know how we're going to understand our errors and our sin and our faults and learn how to make things right with God? The Word of God. The Word of God. We need to be shown the Word of God. We need to read the Word of God. We need to hear the Word of God. We need to be in church to hear preaching. We need to spend some time reading the Bible. Why? Because we need to hear what God has to say about things. We need to learn what God has to say so that, you know what? I can make sure my heart is right with God. I can make sure my life is right with God. I can make sure that I'm prepared to meet God one day. The Word of God will show us the things that need to be changed in our life. And listen, all of us have things in our life that need to be changed. If you think that you're perfectly like Jesus Christ, you're mistaken. You're mistaken. We need His help, and we need His Word to show us those things that need to be changed. Turn with me over to 1 John chapter 1, if you would. We're done in Psalm 19, but just in the New Testament towards the very end of your Bible. Look at 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1 and verses 6 to 10. 1 John 1 verses 6 to 10. It says, if we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar. In other words, it's like we're calling God a liar. And His word is not in us. Listen, God's word is what can show us where we're wrong and show us what needs to be changed. Show us where we maybe need some fixing. You know what the word of God is like? It's like a mirror. It's like a mirror. James chapter 1 and verse 22 says this, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. Something that shows the reflection of ourselves and what we really are. It says in verse 24, James 1:24, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, that's the word of God, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed. You know what? We need the word of God. We need the word of God to show us the things that need to be changed in our life. The word of God is meant to be like that mirror that shows us a reflection of, here's my life. And, oh, when you got up this morning and you looked in the mirror, maybe you saw, oh, I maybe need to fix something up a little bit. Maybe it'd be good to wash my face or brush my teeth. Maybe some of you didn't have time for that. But listen, it's a good thing to do, isn't it? And the word of God is that mirror that is meant to show us, hey, I need some changing. I need some fixing. I want to be more like Jesus Christ. And the word of God has power to do that. It has power to show us those things that need to be changed. We are privileged and blessed to have the word of God. God's word can help us. God's word can save lost souls from their sin. God's word has power to give wisdom and understanding for life. God's word has power to encourage our hearts. It has power to give us vision and direction and purpose for living. It has power to prepare us for the judgment seat of Christ. It has power to show us the things that need to be changed in our life. Are you letting God's word accomplish in your life what He wants it to? I would say that. You know, we're blessed and privileged. Probably most of you, if not everybody in this room, owns a copy of the Bible. You know what you need to do with that? Pick it up. Read it. Come to church. Hear the Word of God preached and taught. Why? Because by hearing it, it has power to change your life. Power to give you wisdom. Power to get you ready for when you're going to face God one day. Power to give you vision and direction. We need it in our life. But you know something else? We need to share it with the world. It needs to be taken to the ends of the earth. It needs to be taken to the ends of the world, like our verses told us this morning. God's word to the ends of the earth. God's word to the ends of the earth. You know why we want to send some money again to send some Bibles to Papua New Guinea? Because God's word needs to be taken to the ends of the earth. I saw a picture just the other day. I was looking more on the website about it. And people that were being in these high schools in Papua New Guinea, and people have been there with the Bible Project, taking Bibles and giving it to them. And you see, and this wasn't just for pictures. You see high school students, them over by this tree or them over here, and they're taking the Bible that they're being given for the first time, and they're opening it up, and they're reading the Word of God, and they're going to get to learn and hear what God says. Hey, they need God's word. Why? Because it has power to save them from their sin. Power to give those simple young youths in Papua New Guinea. It has power to give them wisdom. It has power to give them that direction they need to see that, hey, God made them and God has a purpose for their life. Hey, we want God's word to get to the ends of the earth. That's what our missions month is going to be about. That's what every Sunday, frankly, is about in our church. Because we want God's word to get to people because it can make a difference in people's lives. Let's get it to the ends of the earth. Let's take it to the ends of the earth. Let's send it to the ends of the earth. God's creation speaks to all the world in their own language and dialect, and that's wonderful. But we also need to make sure that God's written word gets given to people in their own language and dialect as well. Now, sadly, there are still some people, groups in the world, that they don't have the Bible. They have never had the Bible put into their language. Wow, they need it, don't they? They need it. God's word speaks about our God, our Creator, our Savior. And all the world needs to hear about what He can do for them. God's word is something that is absolutely precious and wonderful and valuable. In Psalm 19 it says, more to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine honey, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Oh, I love honey, but God says my word is even more precious and sweet and wonderful than honey. And the world needs it. The world needs the word of God. God's word is what this world needs more than anything else. You know, more than the world needs some great political leaders, or more than the world needs, you know, some great talk show hosts, you know, the world needs the Word of God. The Word of God has power to save the lost from their sin, and power to give wisdom and understanding for life, and power to encourage the hearts of people, and power to give vision and direction and purpose for living, and power to help prepare people, get ready for the judgment seat of Christ. And it is power to show us the things that need to be changed in our life. We need to make sure we're letting God's Word do in our life what He wants it to accomplish. But let's make sure as well that we are taking God's Word. You know, if it's going to get to the ends of the earth, it better also get to our neighbors. It better also get to our co-workers. It better also get to our employers or employees. It better also get to the people of Papua New Guinea and the people of Fiji and the people of Japan and the people of Kenya and the people of Uruguay and the people of Tuktoyaktuk. We want to help send God's Word to the ends of the earth because it can change people's life. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for this precious book that we have. A book that has power to save a soul. A book that has power to change a life. A book that can give us wisdom and help and understanding. A book that encourages us. A book that gives us purpose, direction for life. A book that can help us to get ready to face you one day, to meet you.